I had one other comment, just that the nugget for me that was the most incredible was I've been working on this for 20 years, and Jerry's question was really good in that, do you ever go over, I mean, you've said it many times, you don't go, the non-physical does not cross that line into the lack. And, but sometimes it almost seems like that. I guess we're so powerful creators that we create things like when Esther said she hated this city and then the rock hit right below her window. It was almost instantaneous. She's so powerful of a manifester. And, but the other nugget, that was one nugget. The other nugget was that when you're really, really at the top of your game, when you're just bursting with love, if you can just reach just a little higher, you said you can notch up the whole thing, your whole program. And I just love that. That's got more stars around it than anything in my...
Well, that is the time to give your attention to anything. When you're feeling wonderful, just think and bask. And when you're not feeling so good, do anything you can to distract yourself from whatever is causing the concern. And we want to amplify something that you said just a little bit further by saying to you, Jerry's question was, does Abraham or does Source, does some perspective of non-physical set up challenges for you or prod you into your expansion or growth? And we say, it is not that Source or your inner being is prodding you. It is that law of attraction is specifically responding to your vibrational offering always. That is that consistent, ever-present response to what you are about. And the beauty of all of this is that you have two vibrational vantage points that give you guidance, because if you don't have something to measure against something, you have no sense of where you are.
Absolutely.
Isn't it perfect in every way?
I'm seeing that more clearly, that the contrast has tremendous value. I was taking exception for a while, and when you look at what you don't want, it gets bigger.
And have you ever had the experience of enduring some contrast, finally finding your place again, only to discover yourself in a more delicious place than you have ever been or that you could have imagined without the contrast? And so then after the fact, you often say, well, it was worth it. Well, we're not trying to set you up to be willing to endure painful experiences.
Right.
We just want you to stop bashing contrast. We want you to start mining it and managing it and adoring it in the way you did when you made the decision to come to participate within it. We want you to embrace your differences rather than condemn them. We want you to find the peace that will only come from standing in your perspective and adoring the existence of other perspectives, even when they differ from yours, and accept those differences as the stability from which we all benefit, rather than scrambling around complaining about whose perspective is the most accurate when they are all accurate.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you so
Excellent.
Much, Abraham.
Yes.